No. That was like, you know at the start of the Star Wars films with the THX sound thing where it just goes. That was like that.
I remember one of my favorite jokes, because I'm a child at heart, was the Tenacious D film. It was Kyle farts, and it goes, and then it comes up as THD is the logo. Nice. I always love that joke.
Jesus, I couldn't remember. It's
one of those ones because I watched that film when I was 12 and I didn't know THD. I didn't know what THD was. And then you watch it again.
Dare I
like,
ask what THC is? Should I know what it is?
It's like the chemical that's in marijuana.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Why not?
It's in marijuana.
Good.
That's... My science might be slightly off. But anyway, and then when I was 15 or 16, I watched again and I was like, I get that now!
I get it now! Because I smoke so much weed.
Well, no, I just... I'm a
man. Dara smokes a lot of weed, everyone. He really does.
I'm so high.
He's high right now, to be fair.
I have a problem. This is an intervention.
Like, he's literally getting... Like, he's taking your shirt off as I speak, and it's quite scary.
The Nerdist podcast with their hosts, as they call them, they've been getting real.
Oh, so we're going into... We should get real.
Yeah, this is an intervention podcast.
No, oh, I thought you actually meant you wanted to get real. I was just like, oh shit, what's he going to ask me? There's some stuff I won't talk about on this podcast, some stuff I will.
Ben.
Let's not do that.
Ben.
It's okay, man. It's not your fault.
Where are the
No.
That's what I want to ask.
Dara. It's not your fault.
Fuck you, man.
Oh, this is getting deep.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, they do it in Family Guy as well. But Stewie is like, Stewie, it's not your fault. No way, man. Not you, man. Not you. Don't do this to me. Why is it so hard? My worst Stewie impression.
So anyway,
I can do a better one. That was quite bad.
Just a
I can do better.
I'm not on drugs.
Not yet.
Never know. You're young, the drummer from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that one.
They all quit. All the rest of the Rolling Stones quit drugs.
Except him.
By the time they were 40, and that's when he started doing heroin.
Oh, good idea.
He was 40, and then when he got to...
Which was the one, wasn't it? The keyboard player from... The Who had the mental death to do with drugs.
That was the bass player.
The bass player.
He was like 65 or something.
Yeah.
And he died.
He died in a hotel room with like hookers and cocaine. Why is it so difficult for me to say hookers and cocaine?
Because you're using too many of them.
Some might say too many. I say too little.
That's true.
And by that, I do not mean dwarf.
And then I love the Roger Daltrey, who's the singer in The Who, when asked about it. He's like, yeah, it was very sad. But let's be honest, if you're going to go anywhere, it may as well be that way.
What was it? There was something weird about it as well. Not the fact that it was hookers and cocaine, but still. There was something weird about the circumstances as well. Weirder than that. It was in a hotel room. Was it not Whitney Houston-esque? He had like a straw bizarre or something? There was something mad about it.
I don't think so.
Madder than hookers and cocaine.
No, I think it was just that he was old and
65. Yeah, that's that thing going around Facebook. It's like Hugh Hefner, when he dies, no one's gonna say he's in a better place.
Yeah.
that's doing the rounds on Facebook at the moment. That and the neck nominations, which has the best picture ever, which is of your one committing suicide in Coronation Street. One hell of a neck. She necked that well, didn't she? Good God.
I haven't been asked to do neck nomination yet.
Dara doesn't drink. Also. I do. I could get asked at any moment.
I could do a Coca-Cola one, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's probably supposed to be just something, like, you can do either a mad one or it just has to be a weird video from what I've been told. But I don't know. A pint of semen. Ah! Let's be honest. I guarantee you some people have thought of doing it.
I'm sure some people have done it.
Not on Facebook, but somebody might have done it at some stage. That would take you a while to build up.
Yeah.
A pint.
That actually reminds me of... The
Wolf of Wall Street.
Spoilers for Community fans.
Oh, dear.
This is... are you okay with this?
Yeah, go on, sure, why not?
Series 5, Episode 4, if you haven't watched it, stop listening now. So Pierce is dead. And he he leaves all of them a frozen can sperm.
Oh, good God.
And then at the end of the episode, the lawyer is like, they ask how he died. He's like, oh yeah, he died when he was filling up all those sperm bottles. So you just reminded me of that.
Okay, and now back to the podcast. And we're back in the room. Yeah.
1, 2, 3,
you're back in the room.
That was a line from the...
Also,
from Panto.
From Panto, yeah.
You shouldn't have said that, because then we could be liable for suing. They could totally sue us. We didn't move.
Dara, if anyone came to see that Panto from any legal department, we could be sued by so many people. Father, Graham Linehan and Arthur Matthews, Matt Lucas and David Walliams, George Michael. So many people.
It's actually, it would be hard to find someone.
Stephen Moffat, the Doctor Who wouldn't. I might as well go into the list of people who won't sue us.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox. He might not want to sue us. Then again, maybe. No, I'll take that back.
Just in case
he makes an attempt.
Shia LaBeouf.
Nah, he seems like the type who'd be like...
No, because he's been sued so much now, he probably won't bother.
Oh, okay, good. He doesn't want to draw attention to himself. So, the beef man.
Also, anything we would have stolen from him, we would have stolen from someone else. So,
yeah, that's so... Shia LaBeouf, and I don't know. I get the feeling Jean Desjardins might have a few beefs with us, just because he's French.
So randomly racist.
the whole French nation has got something against us. Why? I don't know. Bunch of cheese-eating surrender monkeys, if you ask me. My favourite simile for the French. You're like a cheese-eating surrender monkey. Hey.
Any French people listening.
Actually, really cool. At the Panto after party, I was talking to Dara's cousin, who's from Chile. Who's fucking... If you're listening, you're a legend. You're such a cool guy. Andre. I was quite drunk. I'm very sorry. And I did have to walk away to sing a Flight of the Conchords song, which was quite weird. I literally just looked at him and went, I'm sorry, they're playing my song.
I was talking to him on Facebook the other day, though. He said he thought
that
was great, though.
Did he? Excellent. Good.
So he didn't mind.
Thanks, Andre.
I know.
But that's cool. We have someone in Chile who listens to the podcast, which I was like, yeah, to hell with you, all the other people. Other podcasts.
We're going international.
We're going international.
We've definitely got...
Canada.
I've had reports from Wales that we have one listener there.
Who?
My friend Reese. I don't know if you're listening there,
Reese. Yeah, hey Reese, if you're listening. So...
Should say, by the way, we were in Panto.
Yeah, we were in Panto last
Aladdin.
Week.
The
lad in.
Now,
Hannah Coleman,
who was our Jasmine,
if you're listening,
very good.
If you're listening, Hannah, according to herself, which turns out is a total lie, is unprankable because last year we got her in the final scene of the show, which was Snow White, and she was Snow White. We got her with a photo of Snow White and Seven Pirates, and all of us pirates stripped down to our boxers, and we took a photo and we gave it to her. As a last night.
It sounds so prettier than the one.
It certainly does. Wait until I start describing what
well
we...
For the next,
yeah, this doesn't bode well for the last one. So, in an attempt to get the unprankable Hannah Coleman. So, first off, it was just myself and Dara's one. Was myself and Dara would emerge to Aladdin and Jasmine are embracing, you know, lovingly. Yeah. The first time they've properly met. Aladdin's not, you know, creeping in the bushes anymore. Yeah. Soon to be again. That's a fingering joke.
I just said it.
Yes. So, and then myself and Dara emerged with... Dara had an inflatable saxophone and I had a little toy recorder thingy.
Careless Whisper
by George Michael came on.
But on the Saturday night... Yeah.
Dara did a remix, Wiki Wiki Whoop.
So we kind of did a vinyl scratch.
So yeah, about 7 seconds in, there was a vinyl scratch and it switched to sexy back. So we threw the instruments off and just started kind of busting a move and grinding. It got the biggest laugh of the week for that joke.
Yeah.
Like every other night we didn't do that and we just did Careless Whisper. That kind of got a laugh. But when we did this got so many laughs.
I think it's all because Hannah cracked up.
And Hannah...
Who is unprankable.
Hannah, who is unprankable, lost it on stage and couldn't stop laughing. Then in the second half... Now this prank wasn't even for Hannah. Wasn't... Actually, no. After that... Before that was an even better one. We had a character in the show called Just Dora.
Yeah.
which is supposed to be like someone from a TV show that we won't mention in case we get sued.
Well, it rhymes with
Shmora the Ixmora. Shmora the Ixmora, it rhymes with. So we had just Dora. And she comes out with a map and takes it out of her backpack and talks about going over across the river, through the forest, and over the mountain. And that was, she had a normal map. And one of our cast members
is very talented
artist, Peter O'Connor, we're talking to you out there. There you are, you lovely little man. He's a great guy if you're listening. But he took the map and drew a different map of a big penis that was dripping semen.
And very hairy balls. Yeah.
The forest was the hairy balls.
Up the mountain was
cresting the mountaintop of the penis itself. And across the river was the puddle of semen that had gathered at the bottom of the picture. To which Lisa lost us.
Fantastic.
Which was so
absolutely
funny.
Fantastic.
And then in the second half, my dad, who was in the bando as well, was playing the Sultan, Mr. T. And every night...
That is what you think it is.
Yes, that is what you think it is. Mr. T.E.A., therefore you can't sue us.
Also, I don't think you can, because that's just his name.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's like...
There you go. So we're all right. Now at him, he probably has it copyrighted or something, just to make money. But, because he doesn't make money anymore, because, you know, he was shit.
He actually makes Christian films now.
Oh, good.
Which is really odd.
Yeah, which is odd for Mr.
Like
G.
Christian parable films, where he
plays Moses.
Yeah.
I'm a pot of red tea, sucker!
That and Snickers ass.
But yeah, so what happened was, there was a scene in which Dara's mom, who was also in the show, who was married to my dad in the show, which is
not in real life.
Not in real life, but in the show, because she was the Sultana and my dad was the Sultan. So it's all, you know, quite weird. And Jasmine was their daughter, who was Hannah, but not in real life. If you're keeping up with us.
Yeah.
You probably aren't. Like, this podcast is like Memento, for fuck's sake. Nobody knows what's going on.
This isn't that important.
But then, so my dad would sit down halfway through the scene when Kira was doing all her acting with three other people who were on stage and start reading a newspaper. So for the last show, we took the newspaper and sellotaped specific pages together so we could only look at certain pages. And on these pages were photographs that myself, Dara, Peter, who we already mentioned, Carlos Sullivan, who was another one of the princes, Alex Jordan, who's another one of the princes, and Graham. Graham, who was like the royal chamberlain, yeah. Earl Grey. And these were all slightly erotic, and stuck them in the newspaper. And we all stood on the side of the stage in anticipation as my dad sat down and picked up the newspaper. And we all just lost it on the side of the stage.
It
was brilliant because he could only turn to pages that had specific pictures on them. Because we take the rest together. So he would try and get away from it and he'd turn the page and you'd see him just laugh again because there was another photograph. And here's what's even better. Is because my dad found this so funny and was kind of just taking the piss on stage, he put the newspaper up and gave Graham the V sign, the two fingers. And it turns out somebody up on the balcony saw my dad giving Graham the two fingers.
No. Also then, my mom, who I didn't think would do this.
Yeah.
Fair play
to Kira for doing this.
She took the
newspaper.
She knew about the
newspaper. Yeah, she knew about it.
So she took the newspaper out of Ken's hand.
And showed it to Hannah. Because Hannah's whole thing is the scene is about her finding a husband. So it's like, why don't you get one of these? And showed her the photo. And then what was even better is the unprankable Hannah Coleman lost it again.
Strike two.
And no, even better, she then had to sing a song. What was it, the song from...
How Long Will I Love You from...
About Time.
Yeah.
She was laughing so much, she made a balls of the first two lines and had to start the song again. Strike two, Miss Unprankable Hannah Coleman. And strike three out of the park was the final scene when we got a box and we took a group photo of all the guys in their underwear, sellotaped it to the box, and Aladdin gave the present to Jasmine halfway through the final scene, to which then Hannah completely broke character. This is Unprankable Hannah Coleman. and said, "No, no, I don't want to open the box." Open. Everyone starts screaming, "Open it!" Yeah. And she does open it. She starts laughing. She says, "Why do you always do this to me?" And finally, the cherry on the cake, a nice little, "I hate you all," to finish it off. So,
three strikes
out of the park. I think fair play to all of us for getting the unprankable, in inverted commas there, Hannah Coleman. So, sorry about that, Hannah. But to be fair, having said that, you deserved it. You never should have gotten that cocky to bring it back to the Dora photo. So there we go. But yeah, so they were our last night pranks that went down incredibly well.
It was a great show, all in all.
It was a brilliant show. It was very well done.
It was, it was great fun as well.
And then the after party was fun.
Yeah, even though it was the day before our last show.
Yeah, it was the day, like, we had a matinee the next day, so we were all kicked out at 2. But that was quite fun. You know, I got business time right. I got it completely wrong at the last time I did it. So that was nice. And I actually enjoyed doing it this time. I think I grinded on every single woman in that room. And it was weird because some of them were like 17. Which...
Did you? I don't know if you got the 17 or something.
I went all the way around the room.
Hey, legal.
Yeah, there you go. So...
And you can settle them. Okay. Whoop,
whoop. Hey, it's a personal decision.
I'm definitely cutting the leg. That was awful. That was disgusting what I just said.
Yes, it was.
And you can settle them. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that
was like, I'm working
right.
In later.
Yeah. I hope you can, because I want that to be left in. I want that to be your catchphrase.
Oh, gosh.
Bringing it back to the anal bandit or something like that can be your...
Anal warrior.
The anal warrior is your superhero name and your catchphrase is... Age of consent, motherfucker!
Speaking of Kevin Smith, I heard a rumour from himself, which means it's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
He does a show called Hollywood Babylon.
Yes, with Ralph Garman.
And they might be coming to Dublin in the summer.
Ooh.
I think it was something like...
That would be fun. We should get them onto podcast. You can tweet them.
Yeah, totally.
Well, to be fair, he answered your last tweet, so who knows?
Yes, I've gotten like 3 or 4 favourites from him over the years.
So you know.
So who knows, yeah.
So there you go, Mr. Smith, if you're listening.
But
come on and swear as much as you
like.
Because I've already made a fingering joke so far today. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Mm-hmm.
It's fair game here.
Yeah, it's fair game. It's a hard
game.
There we go. So now you have to leave it in.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, God.
You have to leave it in.
Oh, God, I'm awful.
Oh, God.
Look.
Sure, look it. What are you going to do?
There's also, speaking of Dublin concerts and stuff, Ben Folds is playing here soon.
Oh, is he?
He's playing with the National Concert Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, the National Concert Orchestra.
Yeah, in the National Concert Hall. He's written a piano concerto, so he's doing a gig here.
Oh, cool.
Well, I think...
Is it a comedy one?
No.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. It's like Bill Bailey. It's all done on bike horns.
That'd be cool. No, I'd say, though, because he's done gigs with orchestras before in the US. A lot.
Right.
Like, he does a few every year, and he does his songs.
Kind of like the Seth MacFarlane thing, the way he gigs around with big bands.
Yeah, so hopefully, because this is his first time in Europe doing an orchestra gig. So hopefully, I think it might be like he'll do the concerto as the first half, and then he'll do some of the hits with the orchestra. That's going to be cool. I can't check his concert tomorrow.
Speaking of Seth MacFarlane, this is reminding me, his new film, The Western, that's coming out.
Oh, yeah, The Million Ways to
Die. Have you seen the posters?
No.
Okay, there's one that
I know the cast.
There's one that you're going to particularly... what's it called? A Million Ways to Die?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, it's A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks a bit poor, but anyway.
I don't know. Well, the cast are good. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, there's a poster which you'll enjoy, and it's a Liam Neeson one.
Okay,
so
good.
I think you can imagine where it's going. But... if this is going to load for me, this feckin' phone, it's useless. This is an iPhone 4S, people. This thing's feckin' shite. That's right, Apple. I am slandering you. Which you actually probably will sue me for. But sure, what are you going to do? I'm allowed to have my own opinion. If you can't have your own opinion on the internet, what can you have?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, it's loading now. Come on. Okay. Come on. Come on now. Yeah, okay. Has Amazing it got the posters? Because this is a Liam Neeson poster. And Dara's a fan of Liam Neeson. And the rumors. The rumors about his penis.
I'm not like
you're not a fan of his penis, but the rumors about it, you certainly find funny.
To go back to the Hollywood Babylon show, that's their end of episode. Every time they end the episode with Liam Neeson jokes about how big his penis is.
To be fair, now come on. I get the feeling it's probably huge. Okay. Have they got the posters here on? They should. This is
they
good.
Better.
Ah, there we go. Okay. And I think I just get the feeling, because it's the Liam Neeson one, you're just gonna like this
the way
they phrase it.
You should look it up. Yeah. Because obviously this isn't a visual medium. So
yes, obviously not. There. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The catch for what is it? With Neil Patrick Harris is called the Lady Tickler, but this is Liam Neeson's one.
Yeah,
hung like an outlaw. Which, if if his penis is that big,
there you go.
What are you gonna do?
Sarah
Silverman one's one that's called Westward Ho. So I'd imagine she's a prostitute in it or something.
Okay. Yep.
Sure, why not? But Charlize Theron, Neil Patrick Harris, Sarah Silverman,
Liam Neeson,
and Seth MacFarlane. It looks weird. To be honest, to me, it looks kind of weird. But what is it? The Furious 8.
What's that?
The Tarantino movie.
Oh, that's not happening.
That's not happening now because somebody leaked it, and now he's suing the paper that leaked it.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, good on him. I think it's a bit of an overreaction to someone leaking a script.
He's just
delaying it. He'll do it in a few years, I'd say.
I don't know. I think he said he'd release as a book or something.
Which is a shame for your man, who's the actor who's going to be the lead.
Bruce Dern.
He was going to be the lead, from what I heard.
He might get another part in this film.
Yeah, he'll make it. Tarantino will make something else. He'll do the next Bond film.
No, he won't.
Which would be cool.
Sam Mendes is.
Yeah, no, I know Sam Mendes is doing the next one, but it will be cool.
I don't think Tarantino
will,
because he got Shaft. Well, not Shaft.
Because Barbara Broccoli will never let him anywhere near it.
Yeah.
Not like, to be fair, like, they just won't. Actually, that Fleming thing, the programme about Fleming is starting soon. On Sky Land with Dominic Cooper. And you're one who played the lady in Sherlock Holmes. Irene Adler, that's the one. Yeah, she's in it as well, the lady. Which is just her, like, dominatrix name.
Yeah.
So there you go. Sure, why not? Sherlock, that was good. Sherlock is very good. Actually, that was one of the answers we gave in the quiz last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was at Harry Potter quiz last night, which is going to be like, when this podcast goes up, it'll technically be like a week ago. But sure.
No, it's going up today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So I was at this is actually happening in real time for once. All right. Yeah, no, I was at a quiz last night. It was for Harry Potter. And the problem is, I have no knowledge of Harry Potter whatsoever, apart from the really basic stuff. So the first round, the right questions, I got all them right. But after that, it became clearly apparent that we knew none of the answers. So I just started giving Doctor Who answers. So every single answer was a Doctor Who place, person, thing, And one of the, but then we started throwing in some Lord of the Rings and some Sherlock as well. Actually, no, my favourite one, as I told to Dara beforehand, it was, the question was, how do you end a Quidditch match? And I couldn't think of anything Doctor Who related, so I just said, with a wipe and a cry in the corner. Because, how most of my nights end anyway. But there was one of the questions was, where does such and such live? And we said 221B Baker Street.
Yeah.
Which was good. That and also, the Lord of the Rings ones. Someone's wand being made out of Treebeard. So what are you going to do? Because I know fuck all about Harry Potter. But it was brilliant. One of the best retorts I've ever heard. Anna Sheehan said something. There was like literally, the people who were at this were hardcore Harry Potter nerds. And, it's 30 seconds. Jesus. But they're hardcore Harry Potter nerds. Sorry, that was weird. Distractions, sorry. Hardcore Harry Potter nerds. Anyway, hardcore, I've said it about 10 times now. Hardcore Harry Potter nerds. And they were disputing some of the answers about, who says such a... Because one of the last round was quotes. And whoever's... what it was. It's from the first film. So Quirrell, Professor Quirrell says it.
Yeah.
But he's being possessed by Voldemort. So people were arguing this, and Anna Sheehan said, oh, you know, like, so it came out of Quirrell's mouth, so therefore that's the answer. And some girl just from the back screams, yes, just like your lies! That's like, no one has ever taken a Harry Potter quiz this seriously. I just fucking lost it. I was in the car, I just started pissing myself laughing. It was so
that's
funny.
Not the first thing I think of this. I heard
came out of Quirrell's mouth.
That sounds like such a
that was one of the other questions was, there was a question on a round on wands, and so it was asked, okay, the next question we need, what is the core length and wood type of Voldemort's wand? And what was it? As long as you like Treebeard, and what was the last one? Wood up length. What was it? What did we say for core? Oh, I think it was creamy or something like that. As long as you like creamy and Treebeard. So there you go. Got a few laughs.
Yeah.
We came last. We get like the winning team. The winning team. Like there was a tie for between three teams. And they went to a tiebreaker, and one girl got all five questions right. Like the other two teams didn't have a chance. And these were like the really difficult questions that nobody knows the answer to in Harry Potter. Like, as in, she should be on Mastermind. She was that good. But those three teams got like 75. And maybe, say if there was like seven teams, we came seventh with 8 points. Team six had 66 points. So we were 58 points behind our nearest team. And it was brilliant. We came last. And then, I mean, we called ourselves the Hufflepuffs with a few hearts and X's around it, just to make a gay reference. But then, and we were intending on coming last anyway. And then just out of the corner, I heard someone shout, ha! Typical Hufflepuff. I was like, okay, so, you know, that's fine. That's fine with me. Obviously, I haven't read the books. Dun dun dun. I genuinely don't give a shit. I've had people say to me before, oh my god, you haven't read the Harry Potter books. I don't give a shit. I saw the films. That's all I need to do. Daniel Radcliffe is shit. They're all shit. Apart from Hermione Granger, because, you know, in the last few films, you would. Why not? And Professor McGonagall.
I need someone, though. I'm not going to name names, because this is deplorable. But
good god. Someone, I think I've heard this story.
Yeah, you probably know who it is. Like, we can't say it, though. Someone who said, after the second film, bear in mind she was probably 14 at the time.
Yeah.
He said to another friend of ours, he said, is it wrong that I think Hermione's past it now?
That's perverse. You sick bastard, how dare you?
That's actually,
oh my god,
awful.
You deplorable man whore. No, actually, you're a lovely guy, but still.
I think we can all agree, though, that Seamus Finnegan was.
Yes, Seamus Finnegan, you're great. And Donald Gleeson, he was in it for like 10 minutes and has no lines. He's so good. I can't wait to see that film of Fassbender. I just can't wait to see that. It's going to be so good.
Great. We have, I know someone who saw the last half of it, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's really.
Deadly. I can't wait to see that.
Fassbender's in a big.
Yeah, he wears a bag in his head for the whole film.
Yeah, big like mask. Donald Gleeson also, he's in.
He's in that Dread film, actually.
He is in Dread.
He's in Dread, which, funnily enough, we were talking about that beforehand, which is average.
He's, but, you know, he's also. He's got a small part in the new Brian Gleeson one, about the priest. Have you seen the after that? It's called Calvary?
No.
It's the same guy who did The Guard.
Oh, okay.
And it's about Brendan Gleeson plays a really like a good priest.
Yeah, for a second there I was like, Jesus, who's Brian Gleeson?
Sorry, Brian Gleeson is actually his son who's in the Fate. He's the guy in series one, the ginger fella. Mm. The Gobshite. He's a Gobshite as the character is a Gobshite.
Yeah,
he's a very good actor though. Anyway, so yeah, Calvary, it's about a, like a good priest.
Is it Guard esque like?
It's like comedy drama. In The Guard he's obviously likes hookers and drugs and stuff.
Yes,
and he's just a really good man. But someone threatens him in confession.
Oh, right.
They say it would be too predictable if I killed a bad priest, so the good one has to suffer, sort of thing.
Ooh,
so then it's kind
dramatic.
Of like, it's kind of like a comedy noir-ish thingy.
Interesting.
And a bit of a like kind of dissection of where Catholicism is in Ireland, all that jazz.
Oh, okay.
Brendan Gleeson is the lead. Chris O'Dowd's in it, playing a butcher.
Excellent. And I like Chris O'Dowd.
What I've seen in the trailer is a slightly racist butcher.
Oh, even better.
But he doesn't mean to be racist.
The more I hear, the more I like.
Dylan Moran's in it.
As a fucking brilliant. Dylan Moran's great.
He's on a horse in the... So I think he's playing a posh fella because he's on the horse.
Dylan Moran's deadly. I love him.
Aidan Gillen's in it. He's a great actor.
Very good, Aidan Gillen. But I hear he's a bit of a wanker.
Aidan Gillen?
Yeah.
I know people have met him who've said he's nice. He seems... Have you ever watched Other Voices? Yeah, that show.
No.
It's like a music show.
Like, I heard some
and
stuff
he
like...
that and it's like...
About people who met him in his early career and he was quite, like, standoffish and wouldn't talk to people and was like, oh, I live in Los Angeles, damn it!
I did hear a story that he auditioned for the role of the dancing priest in Father Ted. he went up for the audition and then he refused to do it when he got the script.
Well, he got the part?
No, when he was auditioning, he read the sides, he read the lines and he refused to do it. Because he thought it was embarrassing or something. Which is
to be fair, where's the dancing priest now?
That's true. But hey...
no, that was another fella.
But Gillen, he does this...
Took all the credit.
And he's like...
Yeah?
That isn't anything personally against him, but he's really bad at hosting. He kind of looks at his feet a lot and kind of... When he's at, like, so say...
Well, like, there are some
like
people who...
Say, like, or something.
Yeah.
Kind of, they do an interview, so he'd be looking at his feet and go, so you have a new album, mate. How's that going? That's weird stuff. It's like, come on...
Now, to be fair, maybe he is very
lovely. Maybe he's just very shy.
Yeah, maybe he's very shy. And maybe he is a lovely guy. Just, you know, the problem is with the film industry, like, you hear rumours and stuff like that come out about people who aren't very nice. Because you don't necessarily hear much about people apart from the bad stuff, because that's all people are interested in. But maybe he could be very nice. So, Aidan, that's an open invitation to come on the podcast and clear your name.
He actually, when I played Electric Picnic.
Yeah?
2 years ago.
The first time.
First time, yeah. He
see that Dara's done it twice, eh?
He saw the last half of my last song.
Oh,
he walked past the stage I was on.
Did he stay and listen?
He stayed for a bit and then he backed off. I think he was with his daughter as well, so maybe.
Oh, okay.
They were wandering around, but it was cool. I was like,
he's very good in Game of Thrones. I have to give it to him.
Oh, he's a great actor. He's a really great actor.
He's good in Love Hate as well.
Yeah,
as your man.
He's quite posh though. Like, he's possibly I don't know.
In what?
In Love Hate. Like, he's a little bit posher than
Nige.
You'd expect.
Nigel, what are you doing? Fuck off, will you?
I love the scene in because I watched series 1 Love Hate, by the way. Very good. I love the scene where he's in the change room with his wife and he's trying to get it on. And you just see you see the willy flopping it over like for a split second. You see him kind of like, there's like the those shots where they kind of make the camera go a bit mad.
Yeah.
And you see him kind of grabbing her underpants. And you just see a Winnie fly. For like a split second.
Like, honestly, in the fourth series, the majority of the fourth series is just him with loads of hookers.
Fair enough.
And one really awkward masturbation scene.
Oh, that's the,
that's the one I watch with my dad. I might as well tell the story. It was brilliant. Because me and my dad both watched Love Hate. So we were watching series 4 and there's a character in it called Tommy who something happens to him and so he's left a bit messed up, you know. And so there's a scene where they live in an apartment on the Keys. One of those nice new ones.
Mm.
And him and his girlfriend or wife, I don't know. They have a kid called Leighton. It's fucking stupid, man. But so she walks in and he's just there sitting on the couch staring out the window.
Having a wank.
And I was sitting there with my dad. And he just goes, there are some things a father cannot watch with his son. And this is one of them. And he just left. He stood up and left the room. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Why did that just happen?
That's a great story, though.
Oh my god, it was so awkward. Like, I saw Watchmen with my dad, there's a fairly graphic sex scene in that, and that's bad enough. But there's just something about masturbating that just is plain wrong.
It's just different.
It's too much. There's something just a little bit more perverse about it.
It's a line that
Especially the weird thing about the scene is that he just looks at his girlfriend and just keeps going and then turns around and looks back out the window. Weird thing is, like, he's not even watching porn, he's just looking out the window at the Dublin city skyline. You're like, what the fuck?
I think that's as good a place as any.
That's as good a place as any to end the podcast.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. So, Reese, Andre, if you're listening, because we talked about you too, and it's possible that you do listen. How he is?
Hello.
Thanks for listening. Anyone else who listens to it who's not from the Emerald Isle, never going to refer to it as that again, because maybe you're like a massive wanker. Just let us know.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Because that'd be cool. We'd like to know. And you can, if you're ever over, you can come on the podcast. Because Irish people are bored, and so we don't want them on.
We haven't had a guest for a while, I think.
Hopefully,
definitely in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, we definitely have one. No, because it'll be a surprise and very good guest. So yeah, so do tune in 2 weeks because that will be quite good.
Next week,
you never know. We might get someone on, or it could be just the two of us again. But we'll see. So
it'll be fun anyway.
So, Dad, we will bid you adieu. Bye bye.